over B. The Northern Plains is starting the year abnormally dry to moderate and severe drought conditions. Nutrien Ag Solutions principal atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass says he's closely watching this dryness and the spring weather forecast.
If I was a farmer along the Red River Valley in Minnesota and eastern Dakotas, you need this ridge, I'll draw a dashed line through it, to be as far to the west as possible. You would prefer, and it's unfortunate that we have to think about it this way, but you'd prefer the West to be hot and super dry again this next year. Because if the jet stream has to come over it, what we end up getting are ridge riding storms and the right amount of moisture at the right time in spring and summer.
Snodgrass says if drought fills in the southern plains and develops over the southeast, the likelihood of drought continuing in the northern plains increases dramatically. Snodgrass is actually worried about it.
If I go into every spring with a 50-50 mindset on if there could be drought spreading, this is just one of those years where I'm more like 60-40. And I want everyone to hear me right now. Remember, forecast skill at this time scale is very, very low. And I hope upon all hope that I'm wrong. I hope spring comes through and gives us the right rains, gives us the best planting conditions. But I'm going to be watching this carefully.
Snodgrass was part of the Ag Country Farm Credit Service's virtual marketing day this morning.
The U.S.